This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. United Airlines canceled dozens of flights out of Denver International Airport today. At least 200 more are delayed, according to the flight tracking site FlightAware. It's at least the second day of trouble for the airline. Hundreds of stranded passengers slept on cots in the DIA terminal last night after cancellations. The airline blamed problems on a series of severe thunderstorms in the northeast U.S. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Colorado violated the First Amendment in sending a Denver man to prison for sending thousands of messages to a singer-songwriter via Facebook. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
Some of those messages were perceived by the musician as threatening, including one that told her to die. But the stalker's attorneys say his conviction violated his free speech rights. They argued he was mentally ill and that he never intended for the messages to be threatening. The U.S. Supreme Court in a 7-2 decision said prosecutors needed to prove malicious intent or reckless disregard for another's safety before sending someone to prison for speech. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser called the opinion irresponsible for victims. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The FBI is continuing its own investigation into the Club Q shooter. That means federal hate crime charges and the death penalty could be on the table. The shooter admitted to killing 5 people and injuring 17 during a hearing yesterday in Colorado Springs. They also pleaded no contest to bias-motivated charges that were based on the victims' identities. Their plea deal includes life in prison without the possibility of parole. You are listening to CPR News.